The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Just after 8 o'clock on a very exciting Thursday morning here on the world famous K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Recovering, perhaps you didn't sleep at all. The adrenaline coursing through your veins. Maybe you had some looting to do. You were drinking.
And you got to power through all the way through Halloween.
Couldn't get to work today because the bus you usually take was on fire. Many reasons to celebrate today, this being Halloween. This being a Dodgers championship victory day where everyone can walk around here. It's kind of one of those nice days where even the people you would normally look at with disgust, everyone just gives each other that head nod of, yeah.
Yeah. Brings people together.
Brings people together so that we can loot together. That's what it's all about. This hour on the show, we got some people that claim that they are freaks and worthy of winning our 10-second freak show. I don't know exactly what will happen on the air today. I know Vanessa's scared because she claims it is dangerous and potentially going to get us in trouble, which is why we have not vetted this with the lawyers. We just decided, let's do it. And hopefully by the time they find out about the show, we'll already be into November.
Yeah, I think our boss accidentally met some of the people that are coming in today already. Yeah. So didn't realize he was going to be in office.
Well, someone does have a weapon with him. I'll put it that way. And that is always quite a problem when there's a weapon. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, that'll be coming up this hour on the show. You'll be able to enjoy some freakish fun. Of course, if you hear the doorbell happen, and it will happen again this hour, call us up and you'll get some stuff from our giant basket of crap. And some of it's not bad at all because it could just be random stuff and merch we have in the back office, but it could be tickets to see an A-list comedian performing at the Hollywood Bowl by the name of who?
Ricky Gervais.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can even see the great Ricky Gervais. So lots of opportunities to win stuff from us this morning, and we are getting closer and closer to getting you to When We Were Young in Las Vegas. So if you need us, vibes are high right now. Check out the socials and the stories and be ready to follow along in case we go live during the freak show, and that is at Klein Alley Show. Have a great morning. I know you already will. Hungover, that's okay. We'll power through. It's nothing that a couple of mini packets of peanut M&Ms and Skittles can't take care of.
Oh, yeah.
It is Halloween morning here on K-Rock. If you're feeling sick right now, there's a good chance you're just hungover, perhaps, or maybe you didn't sleep, or you got adrenaline coursing through the veins. And adrenaline's a powerful drug, man. You can have enough adrenaline to keep
yes.
you, you know, think about a Vegas, 72 hours in Vegas. You could do that almost on adrenaline alone.
There's nothing like it.
Dodgers
adrenaline.
Coming back. I mean, it was one thing. Look, last night's game was so different for so many reasons, because emotionally, when things were not looking good and they were down 5-0, everyone just kind of, you know, even the biggest believers of the bunch would go like, all right, well, whatever. As expected, they'll come back and win in L.A. And then when it slowly started turning around and then turned around and then again at the eighth inning, it was all these emotional boosts and bumps. And, you know, it was incredible to the point where after the fact, it was very difficult for anyone, I think, to be able to, like, go be like, all right, well, that's it for me. I'm going to go to bed now, especially because you heard fireworks and gunshots
oh, yeah,
and buses
absolutely.
On fire and everything else.
Yeah.
But if you could also just not be feeling well now because you're sick. There's something going around. Allie's been sick now for going on 2 weeks, and finally yesterday we all peer pressured her to go to the doctor, even though she claims that she doesn't listen to, quote, medical advice.
Oh, my dad, who never listens to the show, texted me and said, I heard you talking about not taking that medical advice to call 911, and I just wanted to let you know you should please keep your appointment with the doctor.
Yeah,
and go
we
get
all
some
said
help.
It. I mean, I'm looking at you, and that video you posted yesterday, everyone says the worst you've ever looked.
Okay. I mean, come on, guys. I've looked worse.
No.
I don't think so. Never. There was something going on with your eyes. And,
My eyes.
It was not looking good.
Yeah, it was really looking good. In fact, take that off our Instagram. But it's going to hurt our it's going to hurt our follower count.
There's something wrong with my eyes?
They're screwed now.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Yeah, they were like sunken in, and there was like, they were dark underneath.
Okay, well, yeah,
go to the doctor
because
again.
I don't feel well.
When I first saw the video, I thought it was a Spirit Halloween store. I thought thought it was one of those things you could put in the front lawn to scare kids.
You know, one of those skulls?
Yeah, it was you. I was like, oh my God, get her some help.
To make you feel better, I did go to the doctor, and it was actually one of the most positive doctor experiences I have ever had. Barely waited in the waiting room. They brought me in. They checked everything really quick, and they said, the good news is your virus is wearing off. The bad news is the virus has turned into a horrible infection in your sinuses and your lungs, and it's called sinusitis. It's pretty bad. I can see that you probably have a lot of trouble breathing and that you probably can't taste or smell anything. I said, that's absolutely right. And they gave me some antibiotics, and now I am on day two of the antibiotics.
Well, thank you for putting us all in farm's way for the last 2 weeks.
I'm very glad that I was like, once I left, I was like, okay, I thought that it was just going to be a waste of time. I thought we were going to be like, all right, yeah, you're sick, but like everybody else, get in line, you know what I mean? Just wait it out. As I went from the doctor's office to the pharmacy, I was filling my prescription, and I go up to the pharmacist or whoever's checking me in, and she goes, hi, can I help you? What's your record number? And I look up, and usually I'm just not really paying attention. I just put my card on, and then I don't even look at the person. I look up, and not only is pretty hot woman working at the pharmacy, she has a white substance around the outside of her left nostril.
Really?
Yes. Man. And I was like, whoa, when do you see that, right?
Right.
Like, somebody obviously... Unless there's some other explanation, but I can't possibly imagine what that other explanation
she's
is.
Around all the good stuff all day.
Exactly.
But also maybe she's got some sort of pharmacy trick to keep the germs out. Like a lot of these people will put like Vaseline around their nose or Aquaphor or something like that.
Or what a
that.
Great Halloween costume. I'm the crazy pharmacist right. who's getting high on her own supply.
Man, it's great. Today, if you get caught with some coke on your nostril, just say I'm your Scarface for Halloween.
I was like, should I say something? Like, should
why
you just
would
say,
you
hey,
say something?
Just say, hey, you got a little something there. Like, just help a sister out a little bit. Like,
right.
Like,
it was a noticeable amount?
It was noticeable.
Did she seem like she was peppy? Like, did she want to have a long conversation with you about a screenplay she's working on? Because if she did, then I know.
I've got big ideas. Hold on. I mean, you know what? You would be perfect in my biopic. I did not say anything, but... And she didn't seem weird or anything or hyped up, but my prescription was ready within 5 minutes.
Oh, she's coked up. There's no way. It's
and
never
she was like,
all right,
that'll be ready in 15, 20 minutes. And then she's within like, 3 minutes, I was like already back in line going, wow, I guess I'm picking this up.
Good for you.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, I got to start finding, I got to go to a better pharmacy. Coked up pharmacy is a great idea for a pharmacy.
I know, isn't it?
Prescription's ready in 30 seconds. Conversation.
I just feel like if it's like, oh man, this is the cliche, don't do it, you know?
Hey. Everyone's got to listen.
No one wants to be a cliche.
Right, but still, got to motivate.
Predictable.
We got some freaks that will be stopping into the K-Rock studio in just a few moments. And those freaks will be competing for tickets to a show tonight with LCD Sound System. And more importantly, they'll earn the honor of Freak of the Show. And they will get themselves tickets to go to Vegas for When We Were Young. You'll have your chance to win those tickets coming up in less than an hour. You don't even have to be in the studio. But we do want you to listen and watch and help us decide of all of these freaky talents we're about to witness, which one will win that is coming up after this super quick break. All them vibes continuing, and listen for that doorbell because it will ring when you least expect it. That is all next on K-Rock. Halloween is here. Dodgers won. Is there a possible way to make today even better? I think so, because we are about to welcome you to the 10-Second Freak Show. Not to be confused with a Diddy Freak Off. This is a freak show. We've done the 10-Second Talent Show many times over the airwaves of K-Rock before for great prizes and to prove that everyone, even someone that claims they have no actual talent, can muster up 10 seconds of real talent. And we decided for Halloween Alley, couldn't we find people in our listening audience that had something about them that was super freaky?
Yeah, let's freakify it.
So we had quite a few people submitted and told us different things that they are capable of doing, things that they can do with their own bodies, noises they can make. I mean, we had to go through quite a few submissions to decide who were the three finalists we would bring in here today to compete for the ultimate prize, which would be the title of Freak. But more importantly, they're going to get themselves tickets to go to Vegas for When We Were Young. Don't worry, just for listening, you'll have a chance to win those tickets in about 30 minutes and also get them into LCD Sound System tonight on Halloween.
Yeah, and we wanted to be picky this time because there are some, you know, people who love the show who listen regularly who are natural freaks, like One-Armed Gary, who can do a shriek like no other. And
right.
It's very disturbing.
Yes.
But we wanted to hear from new people that
new
we have
freaks.
Not met. Yeah, new freaks.
No offense to all of our regular freaks that listen to the show and are freaky. You are great. We love you. We always will. And you always amaze us with your freak ability, but let's give new freaks a chance. That's what it's all about. So entering the K-Rock studios right now are some of the freaks that, oh wow, they're all in
hello,
costumes
freaks.
Too. Hello, freaks.
Welcome
to K-Rock. Hello, freaks, hello.
We mean that as a compliment.
Yes, we are
good
called
morning.
Freaks as well. Three ladies entering the K-Rock studios right now. Look at that. Must be a Postmaster Johnny thing. Postmaster Johnny, you've brought in the ladies today.
I did. I only bring in the beautiful people.
Let me say hi to Emberly. Emberly is wants to be our freak of the show. And good morning, Emberly. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Emberly.
Nice to meet you. Wow, what is that? You're holding weapons.
Yeah.
Look at that. I knew someone had weapons. That's you. So you're going to do something, I would imagine, with those weapons.
Yes, I'm going to swallow them.
Okay. Now, once again, we've not run this by the lawyers on purpose, so let's just get some verbal clarification from all of you, like they do before you're in the emergency safety row on an airplane. Please say yes that you promise not to sue us, no matter if you die during the show today.
Yes, I promise.
Can we put the mic on Jasmine for the same promise?
Yes.
Okay, great. Crystal, is Crystal there as well? Crystal, can you promise not to sue us?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's three
verbal.
Well,
I would imagine that's three verbal yeses, and I think that if you are attempting something freakish like this, especially sword swallowing, you've done it once before, or is this a first attempt?
This is her first time ever doing it.
This is my very first time.
No, this is great.
I've never tried.
All right, that's a skill that you have to figure out that you're good at, and what happened? You saw a sword swallower at one point, and you said, I gotta figure out how to do that?
That is exactly what happened.
Okay.
But so don't do that.
Don't do it, right. Interesting fun fact about Emberly, Allie, is that she has served time behind bars for attempted murder.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
how fun.
That's the old sheet from the prison cook-off. Excuse me. You are the oldest of seven children. So when you have that many siblings, you have to figure out a skill to stand out, or else you're just going to get forgotten by your parents.
I better learn to swallow something because my parents didn't.
That's a good point right there.
All right.
So, Emberly, whenever you are ready, you have 10 seconds.
Is 10 seconds enough?
I feel like
it's
enough time. And you've got two swords there. Are you going to swallow both of them, or does one go in each end and you shish kebab yourself? Because that would be a freak. All right, I'd like to see that. All right, let's get ready now.
Where would the other one go? It's so much. That's so long.
She would probably win right away. We wouldn't have to see the other two acts. All right, whenever you're ready, get the mic close, Johnny, so we can hear all of the sounds. She's licking. This is called foreplay, Allie. She's licking the sword.
Oh my goodness!
She's going shaft to shaft.
Now it's up and now it's down. It's going down.
Can we talk to her while it's in her mouth?
Oh my god!
Put the mic on her mouth. Can you speak to us, or will that cut open your organs? That is a sword. It is in her butt. She's twisting it around right now. One came out. Two came. Oh my god!
I have seen some
things.
I'm scared right now.
Not
bro.
Since the Dodgers won the World Series a few hours ago have I seen something so impressive. That is unbelievable.
So, did you like start with smaller swords and work your way up? Like, how do you?
I started with one about this size. Just one, though.
Yeah. And you're not a size queen as it pertains to that?
I don't know. I have a bigger one.
No gag reflex, though.
No.
Clearly. And what are some of the injuries that could have happened? Could you have cut open your lower intestine or something?
I could have had a little scissoring accident.
Oh
same.
Allie's favorite.
Yeah.
How
can you feel it going all the way down to a certain, like, how far does it go down in your body?
Look at that.
It goes
Allie.
Down below your breastplate.
Yeah, it goes all the way past your cleave right there.
So you can feel a sword between your boobs?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. All right, well, that was Emberly, guys. That was contestant one, the 10-second freak show here at K-Rock Halloween. She swallowed not one, but two swords at the same time. And I know what you're thinking. Sword swallowing on the radio, does it work? Don't worry, we're filming. We'll put up a video soon. But you did get to hear the noise she made while the swords were
I
in
know.
Her body.
If you hear someone going,
that to me, that's gold.
Yeah.
That is radio gold. Let's say hi to contestant number two now. Contestant number two, I believe, is Jasmine. Jasmine, first of all, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Obviously, you'd like to win the ultimate prize, which is being called the Freak, but also you want to win LCD sound system tonight, and I'm sure you'd love to go to Vegas for When We Were Young, right?
Yes.
Yes. What is the thing that you are going to do when you have 10 seconds to really freak us out?
Dislocate my shoulder and lick my elbow.
Okay, now, when you do the dislocating of the shoulder, is it one of those things where you actually can see it pop out and it makes all the noises of the popping and all that stuff? Because that...
It doesn't really make much of a noise. You can hear my shoulder kind of cracking, and I don't actually feel pain on this side.
Right. She started to take off her onesie that she's wearing, and she's getting her shoulders nice and loose. When did you learn you had this ability? Because this is something that I would imagine is not something you practice. Just one day you realize you were licking your elbow?
High school, college, I don't remember exactly.
Drinking, kind of like, sober, truth
sober,
or dare?
Mostly like, people can't do this. It's like, watch me, I'll try it.
Right. And did you dislocate your shoulder on purpose to do this, or was it already one of those shoulders that's like you got like those bendy limbs?
Oh, no, it's literally only this shoulder. Can't do it with this one.
Fun fact about Jasmine, Ellie, she's into cosplay. So Halloween is just another day for her. She loves all the cosplay.
But I would imagine a favorite at any Halloween party, right? I mean, if somebody can do a party trick like dislocate their shoulder on command, I feel like that's something you would pull out, you know, if you need to entertain people in a pinch.
It's a weird fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're very flexible in general?
I mean, I have some pictures of other things.
That you've contorted your body, and oh wow, she's capable. Wow, you can really put your it's like almost like you can put your head inside your own. I don't know how to say that on the radio, but all right. Well,
we're back to the shish kebabbing.
It's incredible. Everyone is just shish kebabbing in different ways. All right, this is Jasmine now. Jasmine has got 10 seconds to freak us out. Well, Jasmine, do you need anything, music or anything like that? No?
I'll just turn sideways so you can see.
She's going to turn sideways, Allie. You describe from your side. You've got a better view.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I heard a pop.
Oh, my God. Blip.
Hold on. Oh, she's she has bent her arm completely sideways, and now she is licking her elbow.
Yeah, love that view. What can I do to demonstrate that I've done this? I will lick my elbow.
Yeah, it's incredible. Now,
I started using a table to kind of like...
Right.
Now, she just pulls it back in its socket, so it's sticking out from the back. It actually isn't as scary as I thought.
Can
it
you do
would.
That on the other one too? But double. She can't actually. Hold on. She's now. Oh my God.
That's the closest.
No, all right. She can't even get it. Allie,
look at me. Not lick my other elbow.
Everyone, even if you're driving to work right now, try to lick your elbow because I think it's the kind of thing that everyone thinks they can do.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Would have to dislocate your shoulder.
Yeah,
to really
be
able to
lick
it.
The only way to do it is to dislocate. Now, it's not that.
How are we missing out on this? As
it's not as impressive as I thought it was going to be until I realized that I couldn't do it myself. Because that's the hard part. You think, oh, you could do it, but good luck. You can't do it.
I love that somebody just decided, you know what, I have to figure out how to do this, and I'm going to dislocate my shoulder.
A lot of people asking, is there a live stream of this? So here's the deal. We have soon enough, we are figuring out a way to make this show visually live, and we will give you those details when we can. But for right now, we will be posting stuff on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show.
And it's going to be going up ASAP. Yeah, I mean, we're getting all the good film taking place right now.
If you're thinking to yourself, what would it possibly look like to see a woman lick her elbow? Don't worry. We'll have the answer for you soon. Our third contestant is Crystal. Now, Crystal, you have a lot of things that you said you could do that you think would freak us out in 10 seconds or less.
Absolutely.
But what is the thing you think you want to bring to the table to try to beat these other contestants? We've already seen a sword swallower and an elbow swallower.
Well, if it's allowed, I have two stunts I'd like to perform.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The first is a pain-proof act where I snap a mousetrap on my tongue.
Okay. Let me hear what you want to put a mouse trap and snap it on your tongue.
Yes, correct.
Oh, the lawyers would love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you'd like, you can inspect it to make sure that it's not rigged.
It's a real mouse trap.
It is. Absolutely.
It would actually break the spine of a mouse.
Yeah.
Like you buy that at like Home Depot or something?
I literally bought it at Home Depot.
Wow, cool.
Good product placement.
And then the second one is an act called the human chopping block where I take a kitchen knife and dice up a bunch of vegetables on different parts of my body.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Both fascinating. I don't see how we can do those each in 10 seconds, but we will attempt it. This, of course, is the 10-second freak show. We had to whittle down from hundreds of people. Hold on. She's getting the mousetrap ready to go. This is contestant three now. This is Crystal. Crystal's fun fact, Allie, is that she's about to snap a mousetrap on her tongue. All right. She's got a real-life mousetrap. Get the mic there so we hear this, Johnny. Once again, this is Crystal now, her actual tongue.
So painful!
Damn it, dude!
Holy ass!
Oh man, and you're all all dressed up and you got a tiny hat on and then it looks just so painful and now you're just pulling out a knife. And now you're chopping things on your arm.
That was unbelievable.
And now you have multiple cucumbers.
Oh my God, where did she pull all these cucumbers?
Why does she have so many cucumbers, bro? Who allowed this?
That's crazy.
She's got avocados too.
Keep the cucumbers away from the sword swallower.
Oh my God.
Allie, we got to process what we just witnessed.
Okay.
That was a mousetrap on a tongue. We saw a woman dislocate her own shoulder.
And a lot of tongue and throat stuff.
And a woman swallowed two swords. We're going to come back and announce the winner. Of course, love your thoughts on the text line, 800-520-1067.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Adrenaline coursing through our veins has been the case since the Dodgers were World Series champions. And maybe you did some looting or you lit some buses on fire or you just lit off fireworks in your own neighborhood. And now today is still one of the greatest days of the year. I mean, yesterday I would argue greatest day of the year for an adult. Today, greatest year of the day for kids. The fact that they're going back to back and we've got this freak show happening in our K-Rock studios now make this that much better. Officially, people on the text line saying, I'm now late for work. I'm now deciding not to go to work. I'll be turning around because I'll be thinking about these images ever since. Dang, I almost just hit the car in front of me, says 310. Hearing the snap of the trap, jumped out of my car seat, lifted my foot off the brake. Car accidents being caused because of what you ladies are doing in the studio right now. We're in the middle of the K-Rock 10-Second Freak Show. Allie, to recap, we saw three incredible acts. One was a double sword swallower, listener to the show that likes to swallow swords.
626, I tuned in and heard somebody swallowed a sword. Is Allie's mom in the freak-off? No, that's not true.
Allie's mom would win. She's not eligible. She's currently servicing all the judges right now.
But we did see a woman swallowing two swords, and we even heard her speak as much as she could during the process.
Jasmine, then a listener of ours, decided she wanted to come in, dislocate her shoulder, and then lick her elbow to prove just how dislocated it was, a skill that does not get you far in life, but on this show gets you very far. And then we met Crystal. And Crystal, I didn't even realize this also, has something to do with the Mystic Museum. We love the Mystic Museum, but do you perform there as well? Or
yes.
You do? Oh, hold on. Let me get that mic on. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you decide you want to have your private event at the Mystic Museum, which I highly recommend, you have the option to hire me as your sideshow entertainment.
Oh, cool. Even better. So you're like almost a pro. You're not an amateur, really.
A pro.
You're a pro. Yeah,
Crystal,
all of you.
Look me up.
All right. Yeah, this is real deal. Well,
so you have dedicated your, like, is this your main profession?
Yes.
So you just decided, hey, I have, like, a high pain tolerance, or how did you decide to get into doing this stuff?
So I studied clowning in college.
Uh-huh.
Joined a clown troupe right out.
And
naturally.
Then you just started, like, getting involved.
And I met somebody else who was also training to be a clown who swallowed swords. And
that's the gateway swallow,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that was, for me, sword swallowing, gateway drug to sideshow. Yeah, and after that, it just kind of snowballed. It was like, well, I know I can put things down my throat. What else can I do?
Hell yeah. I hear you. Give her the prize. Emberly, you hear that? In about 3 months, you're going to be putting mousetraps out on your nipples or something.
Oh boy.
So watch out.
Oh, boy.
All right. This was difficult, guys. Everyone, you guys had a lot of love on the text line. All of you got votes from a ton of people for different reasons, and it's hard to distract away from the obvious biggest story in L.A., which is the Dodgers, but what a distraction this has been. Of course, the grand prize, you're going to go to LCD Sound System tonight, which is great, Halloween night. That's at the Shrine. Also get tickets to go to When We Were Young in Vegas. Everyone listening will have a chance to win their tickets in about 15 minutes, but that's a great show. Just announced Panic at the Disco back together again, Blink-182. The lineup is
Weezer.
Thick, and you will be there as well. All right. This was close, Allie. There was actually a tie for second and third place, and then there was a winner. And
that's a pretty short. There's only three people.
I know.
So we had a first tie. And then a tie for second and third.
That's right. Which means if the first place candidate is not able to keep her job as being a freak, then the other two are going to have to step up and do it.
I see.
So without any further ado, let's just announce the winner of all of the freakish things we just witnessed. And they were all freaky for different reasons. And we appreciate you guys being here. But the winner of the first ever 10-second freak show on K-Rock is Crystal.
Oh, Crystal, congratulations.
Crystal,
thank you so much.
Can you please do me a favor and snap that mouse trap on your tongue and give an acceptance speech, since you are the official winner of this freak show. She's going to once again listen closely. She's putting a real mousetrap out on her tongue. And then... Go ahead.
Hey, the summer. I like to spend some nights in the gym. So, get me out here. Take a car off of an alley. I'm Crystal Curio.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, folks. Just goes to show you there's nothing in this world that's impossible. You can be down 5 runs in Game 5 of the World Series and come back and win. You can decide.
But a lot of the Dodgers still can't do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do that, Freddie Freeman. Congratulations to all of our freaks for being here. Thank you for being a part of our first ever 10-second freak show. Maybe next year we grow this even bigger and better. We'll take a quick break. We're going to try to find prizes for all of you just for waking up early and coming in here. More show after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You want some visual stimulation to go with what you just heard on the radio, including the woman that was snapping mouse traps on her tongue or swallowing swords or dislocating and licking shoulders, whatever, head over to socials, Klein Alley Show. All that stuff is already up there. Enjoy it. We'll get it up on the YouTube soon enough as well. That's right. Parts of our show available YouTube at the K-Rock YouTube page. You can check out clips, new clips going up almost every single day. And thank you in advance for following along and spreading the word to help us. Hashtag grow the show. Your tickets for When We Were Young in Vegas, coming up very, very, very soon. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Se habla español.
Hola.
Oh, wait, we don't.
All right, the Dodgers obviously took the World Series. The parade starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. If you're partying tonight, you're going to hit up West Hollywood. You got to do back-to-back parties, so you're going to see a lot of drunk Dodgers on floats. And then if you can't go to that, you can also try and go to the Dodgers Stadium party that's starting at 12:15 tomorrow. There's going to be food, drinks, entertainment, merch, a live broadcast of the parade, and the team will eventually arrive there at some point. But what we have learned today, Klein, is that everybody celebrates differently.
Just a short distance from Dodger Stadium, a hostile crowd set an MTA bus on fire.
Big boxes of fireworks that we saw someone drag into the street. Wow, look at this one going off.
Forming, I guess that's a conga line, really. This is right by the large memorial to Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah,
who wants a parade?
One of these vehicles that was here literally getting within inches of plowing into a big group of people.
400 to 500 people inside of this Nike flagship store. Tons of shoes walking away.
Fans were seen climbing on top of that bus, which police say was also tagged before it burst into flames.
We are the champions.
That's right. Beautiful.
So everybody processes their wins in different ways.
All great.
All equally wonderful ways.
Should have seen
celebrate
when they lit that conga line on fire. That was crazy.
All right, an update on the possible release of the Menendez brothers. They will not be free by Thanksgiving like their family hoped, but we do know now that they could be out by Christmas. What a holiday gift that would be to the city of Los Angeles. Their lawyers,
very Menendez Christmas.
Yeah.
Live special. Coming to Netflix.
Judging from how people celebrated last night, it kind of seems like it's ramping up to that anyway. Their lawyers will be in court December 11th. So that's the day of the hearing. That's where the judge will make a decision on what to do. So they could either set them free immediately. They could say, okay, you're eligible for parole. And then the parole board would have to hear their case and grant them parole. Or they could say, hey, let's have a new trial, which really nobody wants. Regardless, no one is happy about their potential release than their wives. I didn't realize that Eric has been married to the same person, Tammy, for many years, and they have a child together. And the kid is like, I want my daddy out. And they go see, visit him all the time. And they said, like, you know, they have a perfectly happy family. And you got to wonder, if they do get out, what is going to happen to that family dynamic? Not that the person actually lives with them.
How did he have the kid?
I don't know.
I didn't think they were allowed to have conjugal.
They weren't allowed to have conjugal visits. But for some reason, maybe they had one. I don't know how she was able to have a kid.
Like
with
a
recent,
this is a recent kid, right? The kid's young. This is
no. The kid, I think the kid's like 10.
Oh, okay, yeah, but still, he's been in jail for way more than 10 years.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm trying to do the math on that. If they weren't allowed to have sex, unless it's not his kid,
right?
That'd be really hard for her to be like, I'm pregnant. He's like, I don't think it's mine. She's like, how do you know? He's like, I've been locked up here for 30 years.
Yeah, but like also the wife Tammy, I follow her on Instagram because she doesn't really post a lot, but now she's like posting all the time, and it's funny because she is all about. Like, I mean, she was doing like these medleys of like them together and how she's hold on, her last name is Tammy Menendez. She like posted these crazy things that she's been posting every single day. She's so excited about him getting out. But what if he gets out and then he's like, you know what?
Yeah, she's gonna be super annoyed.
Yeah.
Starts leaving shoes around the house.
Exactly.
I get it.
And he's probably used to a clean bunk, clean cell. You know what I mean? Doesn't have a lot of possessions. So if she's like a clutter, like cluttery person, or she brushes her teeth weird, that whole marriage could dissolve simply by him getting out of prison.
That's a fact.
All right. Sexiest Man Alive will be unveiled soon, but I had no idea how big this contest has gotten because People Magazine has now done a full spread of sublists of all different types of other sexy men out there that have now won awards. Oh. Things like Sexiest Handyman, Sexiest Summer Action Star, Sexiest Podcaster. Who do you think got that?
Sexiest Podcaster. Let me think here. Who's got a podcast that
they
people
did Sexiest
like?
Late Night Host?
Let's say Dax. Dax Armchair Expert guy?
Is no, he the answer's obvious. It's Travis Kelce.
Oh, Travis, of course. Yes. He's the sexiest.
Sexiest supportive partner in sports.
I don't even know what that means.
Jesus, how specific are we getting
unnecessary right there.
Sexiest TikTok star.
Right.
Sexiest first-time dad. Very specific there.
Oh, okay. I have a shot. Is it me?
Sexiest musician went to Harry Styles, and then they have sexiest tattoos, and Jeremy Allen White
won
that one. So it's very strange that it seems like they are really capitalizing on this.
We get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with some Dodgers fanfare to get you in the right frame of mind for your prequen, and we'll do that after Nirvana. Then, oh yes, your chance to relive your biggest Halloween fails from when you were a kid to win some When We Were Young tickets. It's all coming up next.